Each year, over 500,000 kids spend time in foster care across the U.S., and making sure they're well taken care of takes a village. I'm Erin Lindstrom, and this is Foster Care Aware, a production brought to you by Tidewater Friends of Foster Care. If you've had it on your heart to become a foster parent, a volunteer, donor, advocate, or just want to learn more, you're in the right place. This episode of Foster Care Aware is brought to you by Tidewater Friends of Foster Care's Prospective Parent Program. The Prospective Parent Program, or PPP as we call it, is a free program for people who are interested in fostering but aren't quite ready to commit. The PPP is designed to help get all of your questions answered and teach you about the world of foster care so you can decide which step is best for you. Maybe it is becoming a foster parent, or maybe now isn't the right time and we can help you find another way to get involved that aligns with your current capacity and desires. Whatever path is best for you, the PPP is here to help you navigate the world of foster care and become a more active part of our village. To learn more, head to tidewaterffc.org/PPP. Welcome back to Foster Care Aware. I am your host, Erin Lindstrom, and I am joined by Audra Bullock, the founder and director of Tidewater Friends of Foster Care.
Hi there. How are you?
And today's guests, we have Jessica Schwabe of Intercept Health.
Hello.
Amy Barber of Encircle.
Hello.
Ronnie Goering of Embrace Treatment Foster Care.
Hello.
And Rose Dixon of First Home Care Therapeutic Foster Care.
Hello.
Thank you guys so much for joining us today. We are super excited about the chance to speak with each of you and to learn a little bit about what makes your organizations unique. Because as people are, you know, deciding to take that courageous move of becoming a foster parent, they have choices. And there are so many incredible people like all of you inside the organizations helping them take that next step. And so it's really a delight just to have you so they can start to get to know you, hear about some of the different amazing options that are out there. And hopefully, you know, if they are in the right place, the right time, and this is it, that they go ahead and take that next step, potentially after watching this. So to sort of get us started, I would love to know, and you guys can just call it out, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important would you say is educating prospective foster parents to fulfill the mission of your organization?
An 11.
A 10.
Definitely yeah. A 10.
Yep, 10s and 11s. Okay, so this is super, super important. I think so many of us get so excited. We're like, oh, we want to help. All right, let me go. And like, no. There's a process in between here. So you are fully supported. And so the child can be fully supported. And so I'm so excited to dive in and learn more.
So about this training, a national curriculum is PRIDE. And many agencies use that. Ronnie, can you tell us a little bit more about PRIDE? That's a model that you use, right?
Yeah, so PRIDE stands for Parents Resource for Information Development and Education, which is, you know, a lot of just kind of jargon. But the main components of PRIDE is to teach foster parents 5 important competencies. One is to protect and nurture children. One is to make sure that you're meeting their developmental needs. One is to support relationships with birth families. One is to make sure that we're connecting kids to safe, permanent families that will last a lifetime. And finally is to teach foster parents to work as a member of a professional team. So those are kind of the 5 purposes that PRIDE serves.
Perfect. Thank you for that. That's super helpful. So while PRIDE is the core for many organizations, including like the Department of Human Services in the cities, there are also other trainings that different agencies have created or added to PRIDE to kind of like create a unique curriculum. So I'm wondering, I would love for each of you to share a little bit about what happens at your agency. What does that training look like? And really like what makes it special? So Rose, would you start us off?
Sure. Actually, at First Home Care, we were doing the PRIDE training, which PRIDE training is great. But, you know, First Home Care, you know, we thought we'd just take it a notch up. As we, of course, start to learn and become more familiar with trauma-informed care, we thought we'd step our training up. So we actually do PST, which is called Parenting Skills Training. And the training really focuses on the child's journey through foster care. It focuses a lot on the various levels of trauma that children are faced with prior to and coming into foster care. We also look at de-escalation techniques that are used, what the child parental relationship looks like. There's so many variations in this training, and it really gives the prospective foster parent, you know, a global look at what it really looks like to have a child come into treatment foster care. And it gives them all the tools that they need to be able to serve the type of children that we have coming into care.
Brilliant. Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing, Rose. Amy, within Circle, would you like to share about yours?
Definitely. Similar to what Rose said, we actually use PRIDE as our foundation of our curriculum, but we did also add a lot of extra components to it, really focusing on the trauma-informed approach, adding a lot in about attachment. We've also partnered with Foster Parent College. So they are an evidence-based model based out of California, and they have lots of different training classes. They have a pre-service module. They have extra subjects, you know, about different types of abuse, why kids come into care, safety measures, that type of thing. So one thing that we've really worked on is trying to combine all of that, especially with now we have a hybrid model of virtual training via Zoom, a little bit of online training with Foster Parent College. We also do CPR and first aid for our families, and we also teach a de-escalation training as well.
Brilliant. Jessica, would you like to share with what Intercept is up to?
Of course. So we use Presley Ridge. It's a 12-module training. What I really like about it is that it really ties trauma into everything that we're teaching the child. It's easy to forget, you know, a child that went through trauma 5 years ago, that they still might be, you know, struggling with it. So that's one of the big things that it ties in. And I also like how it really focuses on both conflict as well as crisis and crisis intervention for the children. So that's what we're utilizing. And it provides them with a good resource manual. So it starts off as a foundation, but it's something that they should be able to refer to throughout their time as a foster parent.
Brilliant. Thank you for sharing. And Ronnie, would you mind telling us a little bit more about how Embrace goes into the world of foster parent training?
Yeah, so we almost kind of take a little bit from what everyone else said. PRIDE certainly is our foundation curriculum that we use, but we weave trauma throughout all the courses. We do have them take nonviolent crisis intervention to teach them de-escalation techniques. In addition to that, we use certain components from a training called Love and Logic that we give our parents to teach them other ways of avoiding power struggles and that sort of thing. So while PRIDE kind of serves as the core of what we teach, over the years, I have certainly kind of developed it and added things that I think are important for foster parents to learn and to better prepare them to take kids who have experienced trauma.
That's excellent. So a recurring theme that I've heard from each of you is trauma. Can you tell us a little bit about trauma and its relationship to therapeutic foster care versus regular foster care?
Certainly. So as many people may know or may not know, of course, the children are in the custody of social services and the legal guardian. And so they refer the children to agencies like ours, treatment foster care agencies. So we do make sure that our families have thorough training with a trauma-informed approach. We really teach the families to look at what's behind a behavior. Don't just look at the behavior itself and try to treat this behavior. What's going on behind this behavior? What trauma did this child suffer? What did they go through? What are the triggers? What's going on? You know, what do we need to do to work through to help this child attach and kind of work through this trauma?
Yeah, that's terrific. As a foster parent myself and having gone through the curriculum, the PRIDE training, it was changing for me. It changed everything about my perspective of these children. I didn't realize, you know, not having an immense trauma history of my own and, you know, coming from my own birth family, it's hard to relate sometimes or understand is a better word, what these children are going through. And so I think this training is really important. I have learned it multiple times. I've taken it multiple times because each time I take it, I learn something new. So I'm wondering if each of you can share a personal story about a prospective parent similar to me that has grown and changed and thrived through your training. Jessica, can we start with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I love the training that we do. And the family that I thought of, they are actually parents. They are empty nesters. So what I love is hearing, just like you said, you learn something new every time you go through it. And I feel like our training just, it allows people to be more mindful. So again, understanding the why of a child's behavior, what need are they trying to meet? So for this one family, the husband and wife, they lovingly bicker with each other a lot. And the children had come into care and they had a stipend to go get some clothing, and the dad had bought the clothes, but didn't try them on, or didn't have the children try them on. So mom was kind of fussing at him, again, in a loving way, but she realized that it could appear differently to the children. Well, they got home and the clothes actually fit. So she was like, okay, I need to model my apology to him in front of the children because I was wrong about something. So she told me specifically that she thought about conversations that we had had and how, you know, that as adults, we need to show kids that we make mistakes too. And this is how we come back from them. So she, you know, did her apology in front of the children. They, you know, thought it was silly, but the message that they were sending was that, you know, we're adults and we make mistakes, and this is how we come back from them with love and grace.
Oh, that's remarkable. I know I've done a lot of that in my own home as well. Personal growth through fostering. It really does. And I say this a lot. It's for me, it feels like I'm a better person than I was before. It's certainly not an easy journey of all the journeys that you can take. But good grief, how rewarding it is and how much personal growth one can experience through this. So Rose, can you share an experience?
Sure. We had a foster parent. Well, she's a parent with us now, but when she was going through the training, the PST training, she did well. She answered all the questions great. But then when we got to the part where to do the home study, she had a lot of doubts about wanting to be the parent, wanting to be a foster parent, you know, what type of challenges she was really going to face. So giving her additional training once she became a foster parent really helped her to be invested in her role as a parent once she got her first kid. We sent her to a lot of different trainings, definitely about the trauma-informed care, so she could continue to learn and build her skills and abilities. And I tell you, that really helped her, because she actually had the child in her home for like maybe 2 years. And she just did well. She did like a 360 from where she was starting as a new parent to where she is now. It's an amazing transformation to see her where she is now, and that she's very open to taking children and willing to deal with the behaviors.
That's wonderful. I love the story of this is an ongoing process. It's not just a once and done with the class. Training goes on. And I know that most foster parents realize, or most prospective parents realize, that there's ongoing training, but there's a lot of development that happens over all the years that you foster. So Ronnie, can you tell us a personal story about a parent that's grown in your program?
I can, but I also, what has always been interesting to me over all the years I've taught Pride, you know, as using the terminology that Pride uses, it's a mutual assessment process, meaning, you know, we're all deciding whether or not foster parent is right for this family. They're deciding if it's right for them, if we're the right agency for them. And the thing that always surprises me is that sometimes we have those families that we're not quite sure about, or maybe they don't participate a lot in class, they're very quiet. And so we're just not sure if they're going to make it. And I can't tell you the number of times that they've turned out to be some of the best foster parents we've ever had. Mm-hmm. And so it's so important that we not judge too quickly when parents are going through the process, because maybe sometimes people just aren't comfortable in that kind of a setting, or maybe they're not the type to speak up in class. But the number of times that, you know, we kind of had our doubts about a family and for them to come through and be excellent foster parents are more than you would think. But one family in particular that I thought about is they were very quiet throughout Pride. They did participate in the home study pretty well. But again, I just wasn't quite sure about them. And several months ago, back in October, they got a sibling group of four, all under the age of 6 years old. They are first time parents. They're very young. I think the mother's 25. So very young parents. One of the children ended up having to be separated, but that had nothing to do with the family. And by chance, I went out to see the family last Friday, And I was so impressed with what they've done with these kids. They came in, the middle child was having tantrums for hours at a time, and now they've got that down to 20 minutes. And the thing that is most remarkable about that is that they recognize that as being progress. And a lot of times foster parents have a hard time grasping what progress is. But for them to recognize that going from a 2-hour tantrum to a 30-minute tantrum is progress is really remarkable. And it really kind of validates a lot of what we teach them in Pride. But just to see the connection they have with the kids and the things they've put in place to deal with the trauma and deal with the behaviors was really something to see. And I was quite surprised, pleasantly surprised to see it.
That's extraordinary. I love that it's a matter of maybe it's not feeling right now, but that doesn't mean it won't be right eventually. Exactly. And for first-time parents to get so much from this speaks volumes about the program. Amy, do you have, I'm sure you do, you have a story to tell us about parent growth in your program.
I do. It's actually a really great story that I think about. A lot of times we have families that come to us that have already parented. And so this family came to us, they'd already been foster parents with another agency prior to moving to the state. And so then they also have experience with biological children as well. And they came through class saying, you know, we're experts at this, we know how to do this. We don't need any help. We don't need parenting classes. But about halfway through the training, they said, we've been doing it wrong this entire time. And so they actually were taking a lot of tips and tools that we taught in class. They were using them on their biological children and would come back to the next class and tell us what they did and how it worked. And then they finally said, hey, you know, you have to start where the child is. You can't expect this child to be molded into your family and meet your needs. And we were like, that's exactly right. So now today they have a foster child in their home. They're doing great, doing really well. They actually, when we have our foster parent support group, they're one of the first ones to step up and give their advice and suggestions. And almost every time we have a support group or a training, they say, hey guys, we did this wrong. You need to listen. you know, just because you're a parent already doesn't mean that you know how to parent these children in foster care. You've got to parent them a little bit differently sometimes. You haven't had these children since birth. You've got to start where they are and what you do and build that relationship with them and then help them work towards succeeding in your home.
I so want to parrot that, is that you've got to start where they are. That is so important to this. And I think, you know, Ronnie's point of defining success, we have to define success in the realm of what is achievable for us. We can't compare it to other families. So that's, I love this conversation. It's remarkable. And it's a beautiful example of how you all have prepared your parents to parent as part of a team. That's not easy, right?
And no one has to do that in the outside. I mean, you know, we all, well, maybe not all, but some of us have families that interact and there are different, you know, people contributing to the conversation around raising a child. But that really is a unique piece of coming into being a part of the team of foster care when there are so many different people that you're working with and trying to, you know, have the best outcome possible. So I think that's amazing. One other thing that really struck me just, Amy, in that what you just brought up is when you have biological children and then you're coming in and learning how to be a foster parent. And one thing just from going through the training myself as well, that really I felt like shifted the way I was doing things in my everyday life is as I was learning about, you know, trauma healing and attachment, it changes the way I show up on a daily basis for my biological kids before I've even opened my home or gone through the home study. So I just think this training, while we talk about it in such a, you know, these are the steps you have to take to check the boxes, et cetera. But what we don't always talk about is how like it completely transforms you as a human, I think, or it has the potential to anyway. The lessons that you're learning, the ways that you learn to interact with people and to have a different understanding of what's going on, what we were saying kind of beyond the behavior, really gives you a different perspective in life. And I feel like it changes the way when you, you know, go to the post office and someone's grouchy with you, it's like, oh, you're probably going through something that I don't know what's happening right now. And like, it's none of my business. So I can be in control of how I'm behaving. But you know what I mean? Like it really gives you an incredible perspective as you move through life.
Definitely.
Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us for this conversation. And I know that we could sit here and talk for hours and hours and hours. And so I want to invite you, if you are listening to this and you are considering becoming a foster parent, to take the next step and go have those conversations. Like, pay attention. Everyone here has a Facebook page, each of the organizations, and go click around and see how it feels to interact with their content. See what they're posting and, you know, read their websites and see if that aligns with you. And if so, just reach out to have a conversation, because that really is the next step. And from there, we can figure it out. You don't need to know that, like, okay, I'm going to open my house on this day and this month and this year. Like, just have the conversation and we'll see where it goes from there. So if you would like to learn more about any of the organizations that we've kind of highlighted today, I'm going to run through some contact information. Again, everyone is on Facebook. There are websites, there are phone numbers, but really just check in with yourself around, all right, who do I connect with? Where do I want to go from here? So to learn more about Embrace Treatment Foster Care, you can get in touch with Ronnie and the team by going to embracetfc.com and scroll down to the Becoming a Foster Parent button, or call 757-869-7555. To learn more about becoming a foster parent with Intercept Health, you can get in touch with Jessica Schwabe by emailing jschwabe@intercepthealth.com or by calling 757-636-3277. To connect with Rose and her teammate Tanya over at First Home Care, you can reach out via phone at 757-393-7200, or their website is firsthomecare.com. And to learn more about Encircle, you're welcome to reach out to them to sign up for an information session so you can learn even more, get all of your questions answered. And you can do that by either emailing them at fosterparent@encircleall.org, checking out their website, encircleall.org, or again, everyone is on Facebook. So just go ahead, take that next step. Audra, any parting words?
I just think it's been such an incredible conversation. I agree we could keep this going. And indeed, what I think we ought to do is talk about this more with our prospective parents that sign up through Foster Care Aware. And I really want to thank you all for doing such fantastic and important heart work. I can't stress enough that a home cannot be successful without a strong social work team to make it successful. So we really appreciate your partnership in the community to care for these children, because they are so valuable and each child matters. And it's clear that you all take each child as they come, as the little starfish that are worthy of us coming around them and helping. So thank you so much.
And a big thank you for listening. Foster Care Aware is all about getting the word out about how you can support the kids in care in whatever capacity works for you. And Tidewater Friends of Foster Care is here to support you through the journey. To learn more, head over to fostercareaware.org, where you can join our digital community of Friends of Foster Care and learn more about how you can provide a birthday or holiday gift for a child in care as one of our gift sponsors, stay in the know about upcoming trainings, and help meet the needs of current foster parents and youth as they arise. Whether you want to be a foster parent, volunteer, donor, or advocate, head on over to fostercareaware.org to learn more.